Hey, just before the episode starts, two things. Firstly, I made you a playlist of 21 songs, which I've called Empowered. Now, you might have heard me talk about my passion for music on the podcast before, and I am passionate about every single song on this playlist. Each one gives me major goosebumps and makes me want to grab the nearest wine bottle or hairbrush to use as a microphone. And I've picked these particular songs because most of them are less about love and relationships and more about just life. So if you want me to send you this empowering playlist that is going to make you feel amazing, then go to lucymegason.com/empowered with a D. That's lucymegason.com/empowered. The second thing is that I've started a YouTube channel where you can now go and watch video clips from the podcast. Instagram only lets me post 90-second reels, so the clips are always really short. But on YouTube, I'll be posting some much longer clips from the podcast. So if you'd like to actually watch Spinsterhood Reimagined as well as listen to it, just Google Spinsterhood Reimagined YouTube. And also, please, please, please subscribe to the channel. You can also find the YouTube link in the show notes. Okay, on with the episode. Hey there, and welcome to my Saturday mini-sode. I know that weekends can often be quite difficult when you're single and you don't have kids. So I wanted to do a very short episode every Saturday morning, just so that you can listen to someone first thing on a Saturday who totally gets it, who totally has your back, and who knows that weekends can still be awesome, even more so, when you're on your own. I'm going to be talking about all sorts of things, from my general wonderings to my words of wisdom about life. Take the word wisdom with a huge pinch of salt. To stuff that I'm currently obsessed with, whether that be books or music or podcasts. Whatever it is, I really hope that you guys will enjoy it. So, without further ado, here we go. Hey, and welcome back to my Saturday mini-sode. On today's mini-sode, I'm talking about something that I've mentioned before on the podcast, but I think it warrants its own little mini-sode. And that thing is gratitude. Now, I know that gratitude is one of those words that kind of gets bandied around a lot. And you can't move for people banging on about its merits. But that's because there are many good reasons to really make gratitude a part of our daily lives in a very conscious way. So for quite a long time now, I've been doing a gratitude journal as a part of my 5 a.m. morning routine. And I think the thing about actually writing things down is that it then becomes a practice and a habit in our lives. Because if we just, you know, decide to be more grateful in general, that's just too kind of arbitrary and sort of a bit vague and sort of wishy-washy. Whereas if we actually make gratitude an intentional part of our morning routine, then we're going to really see and feel the benefits of it. And actually, one thing I'll add before I forget is that although it's in my morning routine, I also do, when I am lying in bed going to sleep, I also think about what I'm grateful for then too. But yeah, so if we make gratitude an intentional part of our routine, then we're going to really see and feel the benefits of it. And this is something I should say before I go any further, because in actual fact, there are so many studies that show that gratitude is good for our happiness levels. And several studies in the last decade have shown that people who are very consciously grateful for the things that are good in their lives, people who really count their blessings in a very proactive way, they tend to be happier and less depressed than those who don't. I mean, that's really all we need to know to start practicing gratitude on a daily basis, no? And one of the main things that I would say about gratitude is that every single one of us, no matter who we are or how hard we think our life is, and in fact, it's a quote I've got up on my wall and I've had up on my wall for many years, which is that there is always, always, always something to be grateful for. Always. Because even if you're going through a shitty time in your life, You can always find things to be thankful for, despite how you may be feeling about your life. And when it comes to the gratitude list that I write down most mornings, whilst, yeah, there are some days where it doesn't come so easily, but then that then sort of forces you to really think about the things that you do have to be grateful for. I mean, literally this morning, one of my things was that I was grateful for my delicious breakfast, because I go through phases with most meals where I'll eat the same thing over and over again, and my breakfast is no different. But my current daily breakfast is so delicious. If you're interested, I have granola, not my homemade granola. I used to make my own granola, but I don't anymore. Haven't made it for ages. But it's actually a deliciously Ella granola, and I have it with yogurt, but it has to be total yogurt. So I have granola and total yogurt with blueberries, raspberries, and maple syrup. And I tell you what, it's freaking delicious. Anyway, I've gone off on a complete tangent, but that's the kind of thing you can be grateful for, even if you're not in a particularly positive frame of mind, and even if you feel like you've got nothing to be grateful for. So other things that I often put on my list are my family, my kitten, my job at the coffee shop, even though it sometimes drives me crazy. I often say how grateful I am that I left the Met. I'll often say that I'm grateful for a particular friend or for my flat, or even, you know, the fact that I have heating in my flat when it's freezing cold. So it can be anything from the big things to the really tiny, tiny things. Like, for example, my fluffy white dressing gown that I'm actually recording this episode underneath. I know. You should see me sitting here. It's ridiculous. It makes the sound better, I think. But anyway, what I find is that if you spend a few minutes, because it doesn't have to be long, but if you spend a few minutes thinking about why you're grateful, that immediately shifts you into a more positive frame of mind first thing in the morning. Because when you're sitting down and actually writing out what you are thankful for, oh, and also the other thing is that I do this to music, because I find when I listen to music at the same time, it actually helps me to really feel the emotion. And that is part of the trick. It's no use just writing really quickly and with like no emotion, I'm grateful for my breakfast. You want to try and really reach for the feeling of gratitude. And so I have a few songs that I listen to every day when I do this, the same songs. But actually, slight tangent, when it comes to the concept of thoughts becoming things and creating our reality with our thoughts and all of that kind of spirituality stuff, you know, trying to be in a high vibe state as much as you possibly can, it's the feeling which is important. So it's the thought first, because the thought creates the feeling, which is why we've got to be so mindful of our thoughts, because they are creating our feelings. And if you're interested in the law of attraction and all that jazz, it's really our feelings that magnetize things to us, things that we, you know, whether we want them or not, but it is our feelings that are drawing things to us, things that are vibrating on the same frequency as we are, which is why we want to be in a high vibration frequency wherever possible. Because when we're living on a high frequency, the majority of the time, we're attracting those things that are on that same frequency. And guess what? Gratitude is one of the most high vibration emotions that there is. So there's another reason to focus on intentionally feeling grateful every frickin' day. So yes, gratitude raises your frequency, and that should be our daily aim. I'm going to do a separate mini-sode about this because I want to get into this whole thing a bit more. But anyway, going back to my gratitude list, the other thing I do once I've written out 10 things I'm grateful for kind of in the here and now, I also do another step in my gratitude practice, which is that I write out a list of things I'm grateful for that haven't yet happened. And whilst this might sound slightly bonkers, it's actually not. And again, I will go more into this in another episode. But when it comes to attracting the things you want in your life, it's again all about being grateful that you know that they're coming, because the kind of super duo of feelings when it comes to manifestation is having faith and being thankful for the things that you know are already on their way to you. Now, this might be getting a little too spiritual, but it's something I will talk in more detail on a different minisode. So, yes, if you want to take a little step and implement a little habit into your life that could make it better, then do start a gratitude practice. I mean, if nothing else, it's number one, it's an excuse to buy a brand new journal. And you know how I feel about stationery. So there's that. And it's better to start your day by thinking about what you're grateful for instead of starting your day thinking about your problems or what you're dreading or what you're worried about or anything else. I actually make one of my nephews do a gratitude list when I drive him to school, which I often do on my cleaning lady day. And we get in the car and I'm like, right, it's time. And he's like, oh God, Auntie Lee, do I have to? And I'm like, yes, you frickin' do. And I make him do it. And we drive along and he tells me 10 things he's grateful for. And I swear he feels better at the end of it. So there you go. Gratitude is groovy. I hope this episode has been of interest to you in some small way. And if not, well, it was a very, very short one. So have a fab weekend. Bye.